stay with all of this because, as I said earlier, the National Cyber Security Centre was informed of this and immediately it said activated its crisis response plan. The NCSC says it's intensively engaging with the HSE and deploying resources to fully support the agency in identifying the affected systems and, they hope, bring all systems back online. Minister of State for Communications, who has responsibility for cybersecurity, is Oisin Smith. He was briefed by the National Cybersecurity Centre today and he joins us on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for taking our call.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So what was the NCSC able to tell you about this attack when you spoke to them earlier?
So I think that you and your listeners will understand that for operational reasons, I can't share everything that I was told by the National Cybersecurity Centre today, this morning. But I can say to you that this is not espionage. It was an international attack, but these are just a cyber criminal gang looking for money. What they're attempting to do is to encrypt and lock away our data and then to try to ransom it back to us for money. So that's the situation that we're in. The attack is not a sort of automatic attack. So, you know, in the past we had attacks like WannaCry, where it's simply there's something going around automatically attacking wherever it can. This is a human-driven attack with somebody who is, you know, who is controlling it and using an exploit that was previously unknown. You heard Anne O'Connor saying that it's a zero-day exploit, in other words, a vulnerability to a computer system that had previously not been seen. So they managed to compromise the systems early this morning, and it is widespread. So I should say that it is very significant and possibly the most significant attack on cybercrime attack on the Irish state. And we are deploying everything to respond to that. And the way that's working is, this is for starters, it's a criminal investigation. So the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau are involved. And also we've brought in a world-class cybersecurity company for assistance, and they're helping the HSE, and the HSE have done the right thing in shutting down all the computer systems that could be affected and all the network connections, and they are now going around through the network, and step by step, they are clearing through each section, each subunit of the network. They're clearing it when it's safe. They're reopening it, and what we will see is a gradual reopening of services as the network is brought back online. But that will continue throughout the weekend and possibly longer. So that's the situation we're in at the moment. It's a high impact attack, but it appears to have low transmissibility, which is good. And you know, it is right at the core of the HSE's system, and it is, you know, it's aimed particularly at the at the backups, for example, and at anything that controls user data.
Yeah, I there were reports of a number of incidents of IT and computer incidents at various points in the health system yesterday. There's a belief, is there, that they may have been exploratory attacks before the major attack was launched overnight. Is that right?
Well, there was an attack on the Department of Health, I believe, last night, and there was also a distributed denial of service attack. But these type of attacks happen all the time. So, just so that people are aware, the HSE and other state agencies are under constant attack. And what the National Cybersecurity Centre does is that they provide advice and defences to 150 different parts of the state, and it is a constant bombardment. And this is the one that got through, and we're looking now and seeing are those other things connected. So, you know, we're not at the the first thing you do when you're attacked is you shut down your systems and clear them and secure them. It's, you know, it's the building's on fire, you put out the fire first. After that, you carry out the investigation and find who it is who carried it out. And we're working with Europol on that because it will obviously be an international investigation.
In the National Cybersecurity Strategy, which was published in 2019, one of the measures announced at that stage was that the National Cybersecurity Centre would perform an updated detailed risk assessment of the current vulnerability, I'm quoting here, of all critical national infrastructure and services to cyber attack. Now, is the HSE and our health services identified as part of that critical national infrastructure, and has it had that detailed risk assessment?
They, of course, they're absolutely critical. They're one of the largest funded parts of the state, and of course they're containing, they're storing critical patient data, and they're absolutely essential to the running of the state, as we've seen over the past year. Of course they are, and there is ongoing assessment of those threats. It's not a sort of once-off thing that might have happened in 2019. The team has been, the National Cybersecurity Center has grown greatly since that time, and of course there are a lot of staff involved as well through the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau, and of course in the Defence Forces as well. So all of those people work together. But what I would say is that, you know, the cybercrime attacks have become much more frequent and much more intense and better resourced, and are run as a sort of criminal enterprise. It's a business model. Sometimes the tools for carrying out these attacks are even rented out to people. Mm-hmm. So we need to evolve as well to match that. The fact that so many people are working from home adds additional risk to this as well. So we don't know exactly yet what the vector was, how they got into the HSE system earlier this morning, but there will be a detailed investigation. And also we're carrying out a capacity review of the National Cybersecurity Centre at the moment, and I'll be keen to see what the results
are. And will you, at the end of the day, are you confident you will find out how this was done, how they got in?
Well, I can't say for certain, but absolutely every resource will be put into finding that, and it will be a detailed criminal investigation, and we will certainly find what the vulnerability was and clear that up. But it is difficult to pursue people internationally, but we'll certainly try to make sure that it's not worth their while.
But I mean, I'm thinking more in terms of, you know, could it have been something as simple as an email which got through whatever security was in place, was opened up by somebody in all innocence?
Yes, it could. And so the most common vulnerabilities and the kind of security habits that people have are to be careful about getting an email, getting an attachment, clicking on a link in an email, or using, for example, an external email system on your computer when you're at work or when you're at home, and one thing transfers to the other. So that could certainly be the resource, and the answer to that is really just to carry out the, this is the equivalent of wearing a face mask or washing your hands. You know, it's to carry out those habits, those cybersecurity hygiene habits.
But has home working compromised security?
It introduces additional risk. You know, there's no doubt about that. And it's also something new that it's so widespread. But it's also obviously something very valuable and something that's improved quality of life for people. So it's not something we're going to back away from. But it does introduce additional risk, and that requires additional work. We don't know. We don't know if it was working from home that caused this at all. I couldn't say that for certain. But that is the reason that we need to need to improve our and to review the capacity of our cybersecurity.
Very good. Minister of State Oisin Smith, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.